Today is a day of healing, but it's not only about healing. Naaman the Syrian was healed of leprosy by bathing in the waters of the Jordan River. He had come from his homeland and from his own kingdom where he worshipped the gods of his ancestors. He had come because he had heard of the healing power of the prophet Elisha. Naaman made known his illness to the prophet of God and bathed in the waters at the command of the prophet. 10 lepers were healed of their sickness at the word of the Lord Jesus. On his way to Jerusalem, the Lord Jesus passed through the land of Samaria and Galilee, and he entered a village. The lepers cried out to him, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." The 10 lepers made known their illness to the divine physician, and the Lord Jesus commanded them, "Go, show yourselves to the priest." As they walked, following the command of the Lord, the lepers were healed. In both of our readings today, the people who were sick recognized their own need to be healed. They knew their illness and they expressed their need for healing. In faith, they believed in the power of the Lord to heal them. And then they followed the command of the Lord and were healed. Every Sunday we gather for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. We begin by asking God for mercy. We confess to Almighty God that we have sinned. We admit that we are in need of healing. We remember at the beginning of every Mass the illnesses that afflict us. We remember our own physical illnesses, our spiritual illnesses, the illnesses of our families, and we ask the Lord for healing. We ask the Lord to have mercy on us. This is one of the reasons for the penitential rite. At the beginning of Mass, we call to mind our sins and our failings and our weaknesses and all that needs healing in our lives, and we place them before the Almighty and Merciful Father. And having acknowledged our need for healing and revealed to the Lord in the silence of our hearts the illnesses that we bear, the word of the Lord is presented to us. Every Sunday, the Lord gives us His Word to assist us in our healing. The Word of the Lord, living and true, provides us with healing and caution, advice and encouragement every week. The Lord Jesus invites us to follow His life and His teachings so that we can be healed. Every week, in the celebration of the Holy Mass, the command of the Lord is given to us just as it was given to Naaman and the 10 lepers. And yet, my dear brothers and sisters, our readings today do not conclude with the cure. They are about healing, but they are not only about healing. Because Naaman, in response to having been healed, professed that he would abandon the false idols and would worship the one true God. This is another reason for the penitential rite at the beginning of Mass. We ask for healing and forgiveness, so that we might more worthily enter into the sacred mysteries and offer our lives as a pure sacrifice with the Lord Jesus. Only one of the 10 lepers, recognizing that he had been healed, returned to the Lord Jesus to give him thanks. His healing was more than just physical healing. Healing drew him into an act of thanksgiving. The healing of Naaman and the healing of the leper changed their lives. As we admit our need for healing and hear and receive the word of healing, our lives are changed too. And we turn to the Lord with hearts lifted up in thanksgiving.